Great. It's been an awesome couple of days, I'm sure you feel, and starting the day with the time of worship together. And then I just came from a children and youth workshop, which was just outstanding. So if you're looking for something to check into this aft a little, for $20, I've been told to share that with you this morning. The Governance Task Force, it's a subject that either invites incredible passion or people glaze over and would prefer to go to the dentist. But it is actually a subject of incredible importance. And I want to begin by just offering some background, a backdrop to how this task force has come about. You may remember that last year at Synod, Synod asked that we, quote, address Anglican polity with a special focus on the relationship between bishops, diocesan council, synod, clergy, and parishes. Big. But this was indeed the wish, the desire, the request that came from Synod. And in response to this request, Bishop Charlie established a governance task force under the leadership of Bishop Ron Ferris, with representation from the Eastern and Western regions of Canada. Now, you may ask, what are these people going to do? Is this a royal commission? How is it that they are going to even enter into the conversation, the consideration of a request that seems to be so massive? Well, let me just throw up some examples of some of the issues that will be considered by the task force. And for many, these won't be a surprise. We're going to look at things like our transition from a movement to a diocesan structure. I think we all can attest to the fact that ANIC has come, in a sense, from a grassroots, spirit-led movement convicted by the word to do and become something. And no one will deny that. And we are thankful for the way that God has moved us. But it is now and has moved into a diocesan structure. And so naturally, there's little things that need to be tweaked. There's conversations that need to be had. There's definition that needs to come about. Secondly, another example would be how we might build trust given our great geographical distances and the limited financial and budget resources. I don't have to tell people who are here from St. John's and those from Victoria at Synod that going from one end of the country to the other, just for Synod, is in and of itself quite a financial task. How do we deliberate over decisions and choices given the limited times available both at Synod and Council, right? I mean, we get that. And how does Council relate to Synod? Well, let's just throw up the other slide, because I think, again, what is the heart of what we're trying to accomplish? We believe that the Governance Task Force is really about wanting to shape our life and structures to fulfill Christ's mission for us. That this is about much more than a bureaucracy for those who are cynical, about something that's purely just functional and pragmatic. It is to shape our life and structures to fulfill Christ's mission for us. So what are we doing? Go to the next one, please. The task force is sending out a very wide call for submissions from across the country. And it can be a few sentences, it can be several pages, it can be a dissertation, and these can be submitted by individuals, parish councils, clergy, groups, lawyers, canonical experts, any interested cluster of individuals or groups. We really want to hear from those who call ANIC home. And you'll see on the next slide that we have a place to send those submissions. They can be sent to anicgovernance@gmail.com. It's not a surprising name for this email account. And the submissions will be received over April and May of this year. And it's our earnest hope to report to Bishop Charlie by the end of August with our recommendations to him. One of the things that we really want to focus on is to be very proactive. We all know that when we are talking about things that are close to our heart, sometimes we can caught up focusing on personalities and personal histories. But we're inviting you to be future-focused and to actually be focused on the issues at hand. Okay, is that fair enough? Because we want to do this in the love of Christ and for the effectiveness of the body of Christ in its mission. Well, you may be asking then, how do we enter into that conversation? Here's some questions that you'll actually find at your table. There should be a pile right in the middle of your table, or somebody's stuffed them into their knapsack to take home. And they're simply entitled Questions from the Governance Task Force. These are, as you can see, somewhat open-ended. They're intended to engage you in the area that you may have interest in and to help bring focus to your submissions. One, how do you see the Diocesan Council relating to the College of Bishops? Secondly, how do you understand the partnership, underscored partnership, between the bishops, synod, and council? And three, what does it mean for you to be part of an Anglican diocese that is episcopally led? And last, are there ways that our structures can better fulfill Christ's mission for us? And then you'll see reiterated on the bottom of that page that submissions can be received over April or May to that address, given directions to the style and the amount of information that you would like to include in your submission, and as well as a line of thanksgiving for really taking the time to participate in this necessary, and we believe, God-giving process to the health of our church. And let me close with these words. We want to be about shaping our life and structures to fulfill Christ's missions for us. Thank you so much for your time.